I do appreciate the fact that we have a dedicated Minister of State for Fisheries, which has been a welcome development, who's engaging and listening to our fishing communities. And we now need to use that resource with all the knowledge, working hand in hand with the Irish industry, to confront this injustice once and for all. You know, to say to the European Commission that what happened at Brexit was so wrong, that we did not have burden sharing, we carried so much of that weight. The UK, and I'm glad you mentioned them, are actually a party to this recklessness. They benefited from Brexit. They got an agreement which wasn't based on relative stability track record. It was based on what's called zonal attachment, those communities closest to the fishing waters. So that's what we would love to have in Ireland. That's what Britain got. They can't have their cake and eat it. So this is about countries who I respect. You know, Norway, Faroe Islands, Iceland, I have nothing against their people, the British people. But this is reckless behaviour. It's unjust, unfair. We have to call it out. It has to stop. And we need to have fairness and justice. And we need to protect jobs, you know, in our, you know, our vulnerable coastal fishing communities.
Yes, sir.
The Commission has indicated its intention of concluding the consultations in time for the Agri-Fish Council on the 11th and 12th of December. It's yet to be seen whether they're successful in that or not. But as we move towards that finalisation of setting 2026 fishing opportunities, my focus in that of Minister of State Dooley over the coming weeks is to continue to work towards the best possible outcome for Ireland's seafood sector in 2026. One that ensures the sustainability of the stocks and a level playing field for our fleet.